And there's a couple of landowners that have been insisting that the easement, instead of being a perpetual easement, should be for 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or something. Listening to the meeting last Monday and my own opinion, this isn't going to happen. It has to be a perpetual easement. There wouldn't be anything built if there wasn't a perpetual easement. Are you going to, every 20 years, renegotiate the easements for a road or for a power line or for a water line? And on that issue, if they aren't signed, something will happen, I'm sure.
Like eminent domain?
Yeah. And then they're still having a little issue with that CRP. And now NRCS is a little involved in that too, but the long and the short of it is why it might end up, we'll have to buy back that couple acres of CRP, and I guess it's a landowner that's got it in there, but we can't expect him to buy it back. I would suggest that the project pays for whatever it is, which shouldn't be too much. But Roger and I have both had some conversations with people about this. But my take on it is, and my support is, that it has to be a perpetual easement. You cannot do anything for the public good if you're going to have to renegotiate it every 10 years or 20 years like it's being asked for. So, and hopefully once that is explained thoroughly, I think that it'll be signed.
Well, I've been getting some calls on it.
Yeah,
I'm sure. You knew I would.
Yeah.
The perpetual easement has always been a sore spot with a lot of people with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And personally, I have dealt with them. I don't like it. I don't think anybody should be able to sign anything in for the rest of the world. I mean, but it's being done. My question on this particular incident is, what does the FEMA guideline say? I understand that they have proposed a 5 or 10 year. In my own mind, I can't believe FEMA would go along with that. And I haven't seen anything in writing what the FEMA contract says as to, is it have to be perpetual or is it 99 years used to be pretty common. Somebody has to check out what FEMA will go along with before we blow the whole FEMA funding.
I can't imagine that FEMA's going to come up with about $800,000 and then for this project, and then 10 years down the road we say, no, we aren't going to do it anymore because two landowners said, you aren't going to get an easement from me.
Logic would tell me at that point FEMA will come back and say,
right,
then you come up with the money that it cost us.
Yeah. Right.
That's what scares me, trying to deal with a short-term deal without really, really knowing what you're getting into.
Well, I can't. I mean, I'll have to disagree with you on perpetual easements. I mean, I can understand where you're coming from with U.S. Fish and Game, where it's kind of a water issue for wildlife. I can understand that one.
Yeah.
But for a road or a street or a power line or something, you're going to come back and renegotiate the easements and see if the people will sign them?
Not in 10 years, it ain't going to happen.
No. Well, I mean, what kind of chaos is that going to create?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
It's not workable.
It's not workable.
I think the real question, John, that when you called me, you mentioned that we may have to do this by eminent domain. I don't know if you two commissioners have been involved in this discussion before, but we've had it prior, and it's awful mixed emotions between commissioners if they're willing to do that or not. I guess I'm not asking you to commit yourself, but it's something you have to think about. Does the water board have the right to enforce eminent domain, or does that have to come back to the county commission?
I'm pretty sure the water board has the authority. In fact, if they have quick take, where they can do it and then go to court afterwards
I truly don't know.
And settle the money the way it sounded to me.
I can't, in my own mind, I can't believe that the water board has that power. I think it'd have to come back to this table. That's something we have to find out.
I guess that would be a question for lawyers, yeah.
We can, you know, we're gonna have this meeting on.
Absolutely.
And that's why I wanted to make sure you're there and you're all welcome to come.
That's, I think it's very important we know who has that power before we get into it.